know you've been born again. Amen. But the question is, how will the world know, praise God, that we are born again? How may the world know that we are in fact Christians? Amen. Let me take y'all back on Wednesday night. What Bible study? Wednesday night, right, Sister Lee? That was a, let me make sure I got it right. It was a German poet, praise God, by the name of Heinrich Heine. I think I got his name right. Thank you, Sister Lee. Heinrich Heine. And he had this quote, praise God. He said that, if you show me your redeemed.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome ruler, until redeeming. God with the CA.
You are tuned into spiritual
partner.
Yeah, in the
but when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you, Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
as evangelist
Ron
Bell takes you further
you were
into the Word
in a
of
manger.
The church, the real church of God, has a pressing obligation that is before them, or should I say us, at this very moment as I speak. We know that God is patient and long-suffering with us, but His Word says that His Spirit will not always strive with man. What that word strive mean is that God will not keep making great efforts to achieve or obtain His will, His ways, and His greatness through us, His church. It also means to make efforts, to use exertions, to labor hard. This is what God is doing right now. God works hard with us because we're His workmanship. That's what the word said. He made us in His own with His own hands. Therefore, He works hard to help us, to bring us back to Himself. 2 Corinthians 6:1 tells us that we are workers together with Him, meaning with Jesus. Jesus works with us to assure our success, and that in doing the works that God has called us to do, doing the works and will of His Father, God wants us back, saints of God. And this is why He's working so hard to get us back. There's a warning to the church. There's no more time for us to think about getting very serious about living and doing what God has required of us and have enlisted us with to do. We either get serious, seek God, get in His will, you know, perfect our works of the kingdom of God, or we leave this world with our works unfinished. Now, saints of God, I don't know nobody that want to leave this world with their works unfinished. But they will be if we don't get in touch, get back where we're supposed to be with God. We are individuals, and we have an individual mandate and a corporate mandate that we have to work on. We have to work on our souls, you know. Situations things are coming up all the time. We have to work on our souls and our salvation, you know. And the Bible said we have to work on it with fear and tremble. We have to save our soul. Our souls have to be saved. How do we do this, saints of God? How do we do this? We look at Romans 12, 1 and 2. We're talking about individually now, how we should work on our souls in order to save our soul and correct ourselves. And that's Romans 12, 1 and 2. And it gives us this a major work and assignment from the Lord. And it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. These are the things that he's requiring of us to do. And I'm letting you see it in Scripture so you can go back and look at the Scriptures, read it, and begin to ponder over what you need to be doing. Verse 2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. First thing we must sacrifice, surrender our lives unto God. It's a sacrifice that we have to surrender our lives to God. And James 4 and 7 tells us to submit ourselves to God. We have to submit ourselves to God, yield ourselves to God, give ourselves over to God, to his teaching, to his training, to his word, everything that's about him. We have to yield and submit ourselves to, because we, saints of God, we have not died for anybody. We have not made anybody. We did not create this world. God did. And so it's befitting that we do the things that he requires of us, you know? And we have to cleanse our soul, you know? But our bodies must become surrendered to God also. Think of it like this. You know, we know our soul must be saved, but we know our spirit is already redeemed and sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. We already know that. Therefore, our bodies must be surrendered to God also. We must be really, totally surrendered unto him. We can no longer go places where we know that God would not approve of. We can't engage in immorality, witchcraft, sensual sins, sexual sins, devil worshiping. We can't do any of those things. We can't give our bodies to evil spirits such as murdering, killing, hate, stealing, you know, alcoholism, drugs, anger, strife. And there are many, many more things that we are fighting with now that I didn't even mention. But these are just some of the things that we fight against. And there are much, much more, saints of God. And we're going to get to them later on in some of these lessons. We're going to get to them. We're going to get to them. Thank God. We're going to get to everything that we need to get to in this lesson. And so let us look at Galatians, the fifth chapter. And it's talking about the flesh and the spirit. And it's talking about living by faith and walking in the Spirit. We will begin at the 13th verse, and we will read all the way up to the 21st verse, just so you will get a complete picture of what Paul is expressing in this chapter. He's talking about the natural man, and he's talking about the spiritual man. They opposes one another. And that's the main takeaway from this particular chapter in these verses, is that Paul is talking about the natural man and the spiritual man, how they opposes one another. The flesh works against the spirit, and the spirit works against the flesh. So Galatians 5:13, it says, for brethren, you have been called into liberty. You have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love, serve one another. He said, serve one another. What that means is, don't let your works of the law, don't just do it for self-aggrandizement. Don't let it be for self, just for yourself so you can get pleasure out of it. You know, let it be that it's for show off. You know what I'm saying? Let it be because we're really upholding the laws and the standards of God. Don't give occasion to the flesh to go off there to show off to somebody. That's not what God wants us to do. Verse 14, it says, for all the laws are fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. And what that means, you can destroy with your mouth. Don't gossip. Don't lie. Don't tell bearer. That's how you bite and devour, and you kill one another with your tongue, with your mouth, what you say. This I say, then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Saints of God, that means speak the word only. When you start speaking other things, your opinions and all that, that means it's not of God, and it can and will fail. You know, God governs the spirit. He governs the spirit world because he is a spirit. And verse 17 says, for the flesh lusteth after the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. I just told you that. And these are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The laws are governed by the flesh, saints. They're governed by the flesh and the natural world. But the Spirit is governed by the Spirit of God. And there is no failure in God. Verse 19, it says, now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these. And these are the works of the flesh that I wanted you to see. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulence, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envying, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such the like. Of thee which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past. Listen to this. He said, I have told you in time past that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, if this is not plain, I don't know what is. He said, now, if you do any of those things, and I suggest that you get you a dictionary and that you look up all of those words. I don't have time to go through all of those words, but though everything that he said that's happening in the flesh now, the sins of the flesh, it is absolutely right now happening as I speak in our world, in our neighborhood, and maybe in some of our homes right now. Murders is taking place. Lying is taking place. Hypocrisy is taking place. Adultery is taking place. These things are happening right now, saints. You just wake up and realize that they're happening right now. And he said, if any of these things, you're doing any of these things, these people are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Now, we have given you a word for the church. We've already given you a word for the church. And it's a warning, if you will. And I'm going to repeat that. And I said, there's no more time, saints of God, for us to think about getting very serious about living and doing all that God has required of us and all that he has given us to do. Ain't no more time to start trying to get this right. It has to start now doing it. We either get serious, seek God, get in his will, perfect the works of the kingdom of God, or we will leave this world